Now, the rest of the story. Savignon was a French science fiction writer who delighted in taking his readers out of this world. His best and most famous work, A Voyage to the Moon, went into 9 editions and 2 English translations in 37 years. In that novel, Savignon describes rockets as a propellant for a space vehicle. Rockets? Nobody had ever thought of that before. The transportation Savignon provided his fictional space traveler was based on Isaac Newton's third law of motion. And yet Newton himself would not define that scientific principle until 30 years after Savignon had died. In fact, Savignon was among the world's first science fiction writers. And as such, he inspired generations of dreamers. His space travel technology is remarkably detailed. Draw wind into a vacuum, I'm quoting, and rarefy it by glowing mirrors pressed icosahedron-wise within a chest. That's a quote. It's the ramjet principle, discussed more than 300 years ago. Savignon also suggested the specifics of balloon travel almost a century and a half before the historic balloon flight of the Montgolfier brothers. Savignon even proposed the invention of something we now recognize as the internal combustion engine. Savignon conceived of the material world as being composed of infinitesimal fragments called atoms. These, he said, comprise all known elements. All of the brilliant and prophetic ideas revealed in Savignon's writing were incidental, however, to the purpose of the writing. For the purpose of his writing was to make people laugh. Unquestionably, Voyage to the Moon was the most soundly scientific science fiction saga of its day, but its original title was A Comic History of the States and Empires of the Moon. Its sequel was another comedy, this one involving a voyage to the sun. Savignon's intention was satire. It was just coincidental that he saw so clearly into the future that he once accurately anticipated man's eventual conquest of space. Once he had reached his new worlds, he transformed them into absurd theaters through which to make fun of planet Earth. And nothing escaped his facetious scrutiny, not human nature, nor society, nor the world's most respected institutions. And yet Savignon himself would not live to enjoy the amusement or the consternation or the controversy his writing caused because he died in Paris, July 28, 1655, at the age of 36. His comic histories were published posthumously. In fact, the uncensored French text of those works became available only as recently as 1921. As satire, his fanciful travels anticipated Gulliver's by almost 100 years. As science fiction, he foreshadowed today's. But in this belated acknowledgement, let it not be forgot that in addition to his literary achievements, Savignon was also the greatest swordsman of his day. As a writer and a dreamer, you perhaps never knew of him. And yet, because Edmond Rostand wrote a stage play about him in 1897, the world remembers only his swordsmanship and his colossal nose. For Savignon was baptized March 6, 1619, as Savignon de Cyrano II. You know the man who saw tomorrow as Cyrano de Bergerac. Only now you know the rest of the story.